From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Florida Farm Bureau's public relations staff received top honors in three categories at the American Farm Bureau Federation's National Communications Award Contest in Omaha, Nebraska earlier this month. The Florida Farm Bureau Awards were for Best Magazine for Florida Farm and Family, Best Graphic Design for the Home Field Ag Vantage, and Best Unique Tactic or Execution also for the Home Field Ag Vantage. More than 150 entries were received from state farm bureaus nationwide. The U.S. has tariffs in place on over $300 billion worth of Chinese imports, and U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai says those duties are useful negotiating tools that give the U.S. significant leverage on China. Bloomberg says the debate is ongoing among members of the Biden administration on whether to keep those tariffs in place for the time being. Tai says the China tariffs, in her view, are a significant piece of leverage, and a trade negotiator never walks away from leverage. The Senate Ag Committee passed the bipartisan Meatpacking Special Investigator Act. The legislation will address anti-competitive practices in the meat and poultry industries. Senator Chuck Grassley says with the passage of this bill, his years-long beef with big cattle is one step closer to being settled. The legislation would create the Office of the Special Investigator for Competition Matters within USDA's Packers and Stockyards Division. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.